Before completing your revision worksheet and listening to this podcast, have another close read through the poem The Juggler at Heaven's Gate by Raymond Carver. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The poem setting is in a bar from a scene in the film Heaven's Gate. Through the window of this awful cafe, however, the poet notices a juggler practicing his craft on the street outside. The focus of the poem quickly centres on this juggler as the poet wonders about his unique and maybe even remarkable story instead of the main characters in the film. We move on now to theme. The poem explores the fascination of the ordinary and the possibility of discovering something of value in the small and often unappreciated things in life. In the film, the focus of the scene is clearly on the two leading male characters, the local sheriff, James Averill, and a gunslinger called Nathan Champion, both of whom have fallen in love with the female lead, Ella Watson. However, Carver's focus is firmly on the juggler. To most of us, he may be nothing more than what Carver calls that tiny spectacle, something insignificant, hardly worth the time to think about. But Carver is fascinated by the juggler and admires him for his dedication to his craft, which he calls this amazing act of mind and hands. It is also possible that Carver is thinking of people who work hard all their lives, are not involved in any major dramas, but juggle as best they can whatever life throws at them in order to survive. The third heading is quote 3, and in the quote 3 section of your revision worksheet, write down any three images or phrases or lines that you found interesting or appealing. There are so many interesting lines in this poem, so take your time and have a good look through the poem before you select your favourite three. Add one reason for your choice in each case. We move on now to imagery. The focus of the poem is on one tense scene from the film Heaven's Gate, so it is no surprise that Carver includes many descriptive pictures in the poem. For example, he describes the setting in which the action takes place. Blue smoke hangs inside this awful cafe. He paints a vivid picture of the juggler, a little reed of a fellow keeping three sticks in the air. The image of the juggler tossing his three sticks into the air was possibly used by the film's director to symbolise the love triangle between Averill, Champion and Watson, suggesting that at some time the sticks will tumble and with consequences. But Carver seems more interested in the juggler, in his story, the story of a man who has dedicated himself to the art of juggling, an amazing act of the mind and hands. By contrast, the dingy image of the cafe filled with blue smoke and in which two men talk around a dirty table conveys that Carver is disinterested in their story. We move on now to language, and one striking feature of the poem is, of course, Carver's use of conversational language. There are several phrases in this poem that you might hear in an ordinary conversation between two people. For example, a juggler is at work out there wearing a top hat and frock coat. Or, that's the story I want to know. Another feature of the language is that it is very descriptive. It has a kind of cinematic or atmospheric quality to it. Think of the reference to the 19th century street, or the blue smoke in the cafe, or the star, or the gunfighter who can wear a gun and swagger around. Also note how Carver uses language to keep his focus very much on the juggler. He is certainly the main character of this poem. The next heading is form. The Juggler at Heaven's Gate is a free verse poem. Free verse poetry is often written in conversational or colloquial language, and the rhythm of the poem usually moves in a similar way to normal conversation. You'll find, for example, that some sentences are stopped in the middle of a line rather than at the end of a line. For example, somebody, anyway, who pushes somebody around. Can you find another example of this? Some sentences are quite long. Blue smoke hangs inside this awful cafe and over that dirty table where two grown-up men talk about a woman's future. While other sentences are really just fragments, as there is no verb, such as this juggler or that tiny spectacle. This captures the varying rhythms of everyday speech. Carver also uses punctuation, such as the exclamation mark and the question mark, to reinforce this sense of a conversation. What's his story? And, but a juggler, are typical of what you would often hear when people are speaking and sharing stories with one another. Another feature of the poet's form is Carver's use of repetition. If you refer back to the Zoom In quick reference card in your textbook, you can read about Carver's use of repetition of the word juggler in the poem. We move on now to sound. Free verse poems don't usually have a formal rhyme scheme. If you look back at the poem, you will notice that Carver does not use end rhyme. Each end word of the first six lines are having, 19th, juggler, coat, sticks, and minute. You can't hear any rhyme here. This was a deliberate decision by the poet because the poet has used conversational language, and for the most part in conversations we don't speak using rhyme. There are, however, examples of sound effects within some lines of the poem, such as assonance. An interesting example occurs in line 5. A little reed of a fellow keeping three sticks. This line clearly pictures the man juggling outside the cafe. But note how Carver includes three words with assonance occurring between those long E sounds in read, keeping, and three. It's as if he too is juggling, not sticks, but words, showing us his craft and skill as a writer. We move on now to the next heading, which is tone and mood. The poem's tone is one of wonder. The speaker seems to be amazed and mystified by the juggler and his craft. He is fascinated with that juggler and is eager to learn more about his story. He's clearly impressed by a man who has given his life to that, to juggling. Contrast this tone with a much more indifferent tone when he refers to a star or a gunfighter, people who, in one way or another, pushes somebody around. These lead characters fail to impress the speaker. He isn't particularly interested in their story, which he describes vaguely as something about the Cattlemen's Association. This dismissive tone is again evident where the speaker tells us that anybody can wear a gun and swagger around. The contrasting tones emphasize, therefore, that the speaker's interest and admiration are centered on the juggler. He adds in amazement, "But to juggle, for God's sake, to give your life to that?" The mood is one of admiration. The poet has successfully drawn us into the actions of the juggler and convinced us that, you know what, his story and his exploits are actually worth thinking about. The final heading is personal response. Did you enjoy reading about the juggler in the poem? What did you like or dislike about the poem? And do you think Carver created an interesting picture of the juggler? Would you think the same way as Carver does if you saw a juggler performing his craft? Why do you think Carver wrote this poem?